Last week we heard how Tom and Huck, chance witnesses of a cruel midnight murder in the St. Petersburg, Missouri graveyard, saved their old friend Muff Potter from hanging by last-minute evidence incriminating the town's infamous half-breed, Injun Joe. Injun Joe escaped, and as he fled, he swore revenge on Tom and Huck. But we cannot expect two lively lads of their age to sit at home and moan about their troubles, especially not during summer vacation. And we need not be surprised to find them momentarily forgetting their troubles while digging treasure at the old haunted house on Cardiff Hill.
Where'll we dig, Tom?
Almost anywhere, Huck.
Why? Is it hid all around?
No, indeed it ain't. It's hid in mighty particular places, Huck. Sometimes on islands, sometimes in rotten chests under the end of a limb of an old dead tree, just where the shadow falls at midnight. But mostly under the floor of haunted houses, like here.
Who hides it?
Well, robbers, of course. Who'd you reckon, Sunday school superintendent?
I don't know. If it was mine, I wouldn't hide it. I'd spend it and have a good time.
Well, so would I, but robbers don't do that way. They always bury the treasure under the floor of a haunted house, and this is the only haunted house in town. And this doesn't even have a floor, so that makes it easy. Let's dig right here. You chop with a pick a while, Hucky, then I'll shovel.
All right. You really think we'll find a lot of money, Tom?
Sure. There ought to be whole scads of it mixed in with a lot of diamonds in an old rotten chest. And maybe $100.
Oh, that's bully. Well, just you give me the $100, and I don't want no diamonds.
Oh, we'll split 50-50, of course. Say, Huck, what you gonna do with your share?
Well, I'll have pie and a glass of soda every day, and I'll go to every circus that comes along. Oh, but I'll have a gay time. What you gonna do with yourn, Tom?
Well, I'm gonna buy a new drum and a sure enough sword and a red necktie and a bull pup and get married.
Married?
That's it.
Tom, you ain't in your right mind.
Hey, you wait, you'll see.
Now, who in the name of Gus are you gonna marry?
I don't know her name yet, but I will.
You're gonna marry her and you don't know her name? Why, Tom,
I'll find out her name before I marry her. It's that real pretty girl who just moved to town. Oh, she's awful pretty, Hucky.
You mean the gal with the red hair and the big bow? That's Judge Thatcher's daughter.
How do you know?
Well, I seen her with Judge Thatcher, and I know his name is Judge Thatcher because Pap always knows who the new judge is soon after he gets into town.
Well, I'll meet her tomorrow at the picnic, and then I'll marry her.
Well, if you get married, I'll be more lonesomer than ever.
No, you won't. You'll come and live with us. Now, stir out of this, and let's get to digging.
Well, all right. Tom, did you hear something just then?
Just the digging, Huck?
No, something else. Tom, come over here to the window. Look.
What is it, Huck? Oh, two men. You think they're coming here? Oh, Huck, they are coming this way.
You don't suppose it's Injun Joe looking for us?
Don't talk that way, Huck.
Oh, my. Let's run.
Now, keep still. They're coming right toward the house.
Come on, quick. Let's crawl up to the attic.
You think that ladder will hold us?
It's awful old, but we gotta risk it. Come on.
Yeah.
No, Huck. Just hold on with your hands, Tom.
Yeah.
The next rung's all right. Pull yourself up there. That's it. But hurry. I think I hear him in front.
Oh, I thought I was a goner when that ladder broke. Can we hide here?
Yeah. Under this old straw. Quick, Tom.
Hey, there they are. Neither of them's Injun Joe.
No, it's that deep and dumb Spaniard who had come to town last week.
Shh.
No, I've done it all over and I don't like it. It's dangerous.
Dangerous? Milk.
Hey, it is Injun Joe, Huck. He ain't deep and dumb at all. That Spaniard's Injun Joe.
Oh, my.
It's dangerous. You hanging around town when everybody in 20 Mile is looking for you for murder.
Careful how you talk.
I didn't mean nothing, Joe.
And don't call me Joe. You slip once more, you can run along without a share of what's buried here.
Well, let's get to it. I want to get my swag and liquor for Texas. You can stick around this town if you want it.
I've got to. I got a score to settle. A score I'll even if it's the last thing that I ever do.
Oh, Tom, he means us.
Here, give me a hand. A hard digging one. Just a knife.
There's an old rusty pick here by the window. It'll help.
All right, get it, and then help me here.
Look, they got our pick.
Oh, yeah.
I can get it now.
Yeah. Help me lift it.
Yeah.
You know, 650 in silver is something to lift.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm mighty glad to get my hands on this again.
Nah, don't get too anxious. Here's yours. 100 like I agreed. I'll take the rest.
You want a leg at the Texas with me?
I'll be there after I take care of another matter.
You're going to leave your cut here?
Yes. What kind of fool do you think I am? I'm going to keep this swag, for I know it'll be safe. There ain't anybody that'll ever find my hangout. Not anybody. Then when I finish the little job I swore I'd do, it'll be right handy for me to skip with.
All right. We might as well get going.
Yeah, we might as well. Say, where'd you get that fish?
I told you. It was right there by the window.
By the great station. I remember now. That pick had fresh earth on it. What business had a pick here with fresh earth on it? Who brought it here? Where are they gone? You reckon they'll be upstairs?
Oh, Huck.
Yeah, I reckon I'll have a little look around here. Yeah. Anybody's been spying on us, I'll slip him from here to here.
Joe, are you all right? Ah, blast. That's the ladder. Can you walk all right?
Yeah, I can.
You'll be all right. Let's get out of here. There couldn't be nobody upstairs if that ladder breaks that easy. Whoever would, you probably heard us coming and took out. Let's go before it gets dark.
Yeah, all right. We'll stop at the tavern for a drink. Then we'll go that way. Then you can go your way and I'll go mine.
Tom, my heart's just about to stop when he says revenge. He means us, huh?
Oh, don't.
But did you see that money? I was just scared of it. I told you there was money here, and robber's money, too.
Well, I want to get out of here.
You just got to find out where he's going to hide that money, Huck. $500 Injun Joe's got.
Well, I don't want nothing to do with that half-breed.
You don't need to ever see us, Huck. We got to follow him to his hangout and find out where he keeps.
Do we dare?
We got to, Huck. Just think of all that money. What, $500 is as much money as is anywhere in the world. And it's robber's money. Don't belong to nobody.
Well, all right. I'll follow him with you, Tom.
Oh, my. I just remembered, Hucky. There's that picnic tomorrow. And I dasn't miss that picnic. But you're always better at following than me anyway, Hucky. And then after the picnic, I'll come and find you. And we can go get the treasure together.
You want me to follow Injun Joe alone? Oh, Tom, I couldn't.
Why, you gotta. Why, Huck, you're a lot safer if you're following him. Then you know he ain't following you.
Do you have to go to the picnic, Tom?
Well, I told you I gotta.
Well, all right. I'll try and follow him.
Bully, Hucky, I knew you would. You can wait outside the tavern, and then when he comes out, it'll be dark, and you can follow him easy.
Well, I shouldn't, Tom. I'd a lot rather go on a picnic. But then, I reckon there won't be nothing but nice boys at that picnic.
Listen, everybody. Listen. Quiet, children. Quiet. I have a real surprise for you. We're going to go to the cave for our picnic. Yeah. And we're going up the river to the cave on a steamboat.
I just love riding on steamboats. Don't you?
I certainly do. Say, you're the new girl in town, aren't you?
Well, I've been here most a month, but I guess you could call me new.
Gee, you're awful pretty.
You shouldn't talk like that. We haven't even been introduced. My name's Becky Thatcher. What's your... Oh, I know. It's Thomas Sawyer.
Oh, that's the name they lick me by. I'm Tom when I'm good. You call me Tom, will you?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you know my name?
Oh, I've heard a lot about you. How brave you were at the trial and all.
Oh, that weren't nothing.
I thought it was.
Becky, I wonder, well, would you like for me to show you the cave when we get there?
I'd love to have you. I've never seen the cave. Is it big?
Big? Nobody knows how big it is, I guess. I've been lots of places in the cave, but there must be a million of tunnels I ain't seen. It's real dark and mysterious and romantic.
Oh, that sounds spooky.
Oh, it's scary. But you needn't be afraid if you stay right with me.
Oh, it is spooky, Tom.
So, little maybe. But the bats don't hurt none unless they get in your hair.
Oh!
But bats don't like red hair, so you're safe.
Oh, I was scared for a minute. The candles make funny shadows, don't they?
This is the cathedral. You know what we ought to do here?
No, what?
We ought to write our names on the ceiling. You do it with candle smoke.
Oh, my, that'll be fun. What are you writing, Tom?
Becky and Tom is what it'll say. You know what it means when your names are on the cathedral ceiling together, don't you?
I wouldn't know what it means, Tom.
It means we're engaged, that's what.
Oh, Tom.
That's what it always means, really. I like being engaged to you, Becky.
It's fun, isn't it? I haven't ever been engaged before.
Say, I know what. You know what they put in our picnic sacks? A piece of cake. Have you got yours?
I brought it. You said to.
You know what that cake will be, Becky? Our wedding cake.
Oh, Tom, yes. Isn't it wonderful? But it can't really be our wedding cake.
Well, not really, maybe. But we can pretend.
We can eat it right here in the cathedral.
Oh, no. You always got to eat your wedding cake alone. There's liable to be a lot of people coming by here. I know where we're going. Come on.
Oh, Tom, we've come pretty far, haven't we? Don't you think we should turn back?
Oh, we'll be all right.
Oh, let's stop here. Here's a nice place. What do they call this place, Tom?
I don't know. It ain't got a name, I reckon. Maybe nobody's ever been here before.
You mean you don't know where we are? Oh, Tom, I'm scared.
Oh, it ain't nothing to worry about. We'll name this place just for us. Tom and Becky's Palace. Don't that sound grand?
Oh, it is pretty. Hold the light up so we can see the pretty colors on the wall. Well, isn't it? Oh, Tom. Tom, what happened?
It was the wind up high. It blew out the candle.
Tom, it's so dark. Oh, I'm scared, Tom.
Oh, you mustn't cry, Becky. We'll be all right.
Hurry and get the candle lit again. Please hurry, Tom.
Oh, Becky, I haven't got any matches.
Oh, Tom.
I knew I should have brought some. Now, Becky, it'll be all right. They'll come and look for us. Honest, they will.
We're lost, Tom. We're
here to see you, ma'am.
Miss Mason?
That's Miss Polly Mason, ma'am. She's the aunt who takes care of Tom Sawyer. She asked to see you.
Yes, I see. Will you ask her to come in?
Yes, ma'am. Come on in, Miss Mason.
Thanks.
Mrs. Thatcher? I'm Polly Mason, Tom's aunt.
I'm glad you came, my dear. I know that your heart must be as heavy as mine.
It may be a little easier for me, boy, and somehow you expect boys can take care of themselves better. That's one reason I came. I know you must feel terrible toward Tom, and we can't blame you.
Oh, please don't think that, my dear. It's just that you must know how much I love my Becky.
Oh, of course. And I came because I thought you might feel better if I told you that Tom's really a most self-reliant boy. What I mean to say is, your Becky will be saved if Tom... Well, he's a good boy, deep down.
I know he must be. Perhaps they'll find him soon. The searching party's been going without stopping for 2 whole days. Judge Thatcher's been like a man possessed. I don't think he'd even eaten for 48 hours.
He's a wonderful man. I'm sure he'll find them.
Oh. Look at me. just can't help it. I wonder where my Becky is. Oh, dear God. Look out for her.
Becky?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tom. Still dark. I dreamt about the sunshine, Tom. It was real bright, and there were big white clouds. Oh, Tom.
Oh, Becky, don't cry again. They'll find us. I just know they will.
How long have we been here?
Days, I reckon. Seems like weeks. We didn't eat our lunches until we were both so hungry we couldn't stand it any longer. And that was a long time ago.
If only we had something to light our candles.
Becky, I've got an idea.
What?
I didn't know why I didn't think of it sooner. I got a kite string here in my pocket.
How can that help us, Tom? We can't eat a kite string.
No, but if you hold on to one end and I unroll it as I go, I can do some exploring and maybe find us a way out.
You mustn't leave me, Tom. I couldn't bear it.
I won't leave you. You see, the string will be between us, and if you want me, you can just jerk at it. And I'll come as fast as I can.
All right, but be careful, Tom.
Well, I'll be all right. Here, hold on.
Yes, I have it.
Bye, Becky.
Don't say it like that, Tom.
Sure, I'm sorry. I'll hurry. I'm going to try this tunnel a little. You hold on tight, Becky.
I will, but be careful.
I'll be as careful as can. Hello? Hello?
Oh. Tom! Tom, what is it? I'm here, Tom, right here.
Oh, Becky, Becky. Oh, there you are.
Well, what is it, Tom? I thought I saw a light.
Becky, well, it was a light.
What was it, Tom? Can't they get us out?
I can't explain it, Becky, but it wasn't one of the rescuers. It was somebody else, and we're better off in the cave than having him find us. Come on, we got to get away from this spot here. Just as quiet and quick as we can.
Sorry, Emily. No luck yet.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
We thought we heard voices once. We looked and shouted for hours. Must have been one of the other search parties.
Oh, darling, where are they? Where's my girl?
We mustn't give up, Emily. I'm due back at the cave. The other men are getting so tired, they can't walk much longer. But I must keep going. I must.
I'll pray for you, John. Good luck, dear. Good luck.
I can't crawl any farther, Tom. I just can't.
I think it'll be all right here.
Who are we running from, Tom?
I can't explain now. You just gotta trust me, Becky.
Oh, Tom, you're all I've got to trust.
Here, Becky. Let's try the kite string again. Can you hold on?
Yes, Tom, I'll try.
I'll find something soon. I just know I will.
You must. I don't think I can keep awake much longer.
Miss Mason, Miss Thatcher sent me over.
There's news?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, for a minute, come in, my dear.
Yes, sir. Judge Thatcher came back from the cave for just a few minutes to see how Miss Thatcher was, and then he went right on back again.
I'm sure he'll find them. I'm sure he will.
Oh, you're mighty brave, Miss Mason. I think that's why Miss Thatcher likes to have you with her. She sent me to ask you to come on over if you can.
If she wants me, of course I'll come. You tell her I'll be there tonight, right after supper.
Becky!
Blackie!
Yes?
Blackie, come here, hurry.
Where are you?
Follow the string. It ain't bumpy walking. Hurry.
I'm coming. I'm coming. What is it?
Well, you come look for sure.
I'm so weak, Tom. I don't know whether I
could... I am, too. I can hardly make sure of my eyes, Becky. Here I am.
Oh.
Becky, look. What do you see?
Where, Tom? It's so dark, I can't see anything.
Oh, I'm not sure, but I'd swear I see a little speck of light down that way. Don't tell me it isn't there.
Yes. Tom, it is. It's light. Oh, Tom.
Becky. You can't stop now. Wake up, Becky, please. Well, I'll carry you careful as I can. I'll try.
I'm sorry I couldn't come sooner, Miss Thatcher. Somehow I was working and missed the time. Just can't bear it when I'm not working.
Thank you for coming. I need your faith, Miss Polly. Mine is just about gone, I'm afraid.
Oh, you mustn't give up. You... What's that?
Turn out! They're falling!
Polly, did you hear?
Oh, yes. Hello there. Are they all right?
Yes.
Are they both all right?
All right, ma'am. Oh. The fire lad found a new opening to the cave. They're bringing Miss Becky in the carriage. She's all right.
Oh, praise God. Praise God in heaven.
Hey, Tom. Tom, wake up.
We'll be all right, Becky. We'll find a way.
Wake up, Tom. You ain't in the cave anymore.
Huh?
It's
huh?
Me, Tom Huck. I clumb in through the window. Your Aunt Polly wouldn't let me come see you. Said you was too wore out.
Oh, Huck. I was asleep, I guess. Kind of tired.
I had to see you, Tom. I followed Injun Joe like you said. And you know where he went?
Yeah, Huck. I know.
You do? You mean...
And that ain't all I know, Huck. As soon as I get my strength back, you and me's got some more work to do.
All right now. If you've all finished eating, you done with your third piece of pie, Tom? If you're finished, I'll tell you why I invited you all over here for this banquet. You can all guess who it's in honor of. The bravest boy I ever knew, and I mean that. I thought as soon as Tom and Becky were well enough, we ought to have a real spread for them, and that's what we've had. You want a fourth piece of pie, Tom? Yes, Mrs. Thatcher and I want to pay our respects to Tom Sawyer. We can't ever repay him for what he's done. We can't ever thank him enough. But I thought maybe this genuine pocket watch. Yes, Tom, it's for you.
Oh, my, you shouldn't have done that, Judge Thatcher.
No, son. I should have got you 1,000 watches. I would if I could afford it. Tom, thanks for all you did. You're a brave boy.
Thank you, sir.
There's one other announcement I want to make while all you people are here. To make sure that nobody ever gets lost in the cave again, I took it upon myself as judge of this district to order a heavy steel door put across the entrance to the cave. It's been solidly locked and bolted for 3 days now. Hey, what, Tom? Tom, boy, what's wrong? Here, fetch the boy some water. He's white as a sheet. What's the matter with you, Tom?
Oh, Judge, Injun Joe's in the cave. Locked in.
What did you find, John?
Was he there, Judge?
Yes, he's there. We unlocked the door I had put on the cave, and he was lying face down by the only crack of light showing underneath.
Dead?
Yes. Dead of starvation and thirst. He apparently didn't know the other opening Tom found.
Oh, it'll be a relief to Tom, poor boy. He's been having terrible nightmares ever since the day that Indian escaped from the courtroom.
Yeah, it'll be good news for Tom, all right. But hey, where is the boy?
Land sakes, I never do seem to know. He was here a minute ago. Bobby never knows what kind of mischief he'll be in today.
Where you been, Tom? Seems like I've been waiting for you all night.
Oh, I couldn't get away, Hucky. As soon as I could sneak out, I came a-running. You got the boat?
I'm right by the bank.
Oh, that's bully. Say, we'll be the greatest bunch of pirates that ever was. Tom Sawyer and his pirate gang. Don't that sound jolly? And we got real treasure to go get.
You sure you know where to look?
Ain't nobody else in the world but me that knows where it is.
Well, I'm still feared of that murderous engine.
You don't need to worry anymore, Hucky. I hung around to Thatcher's house till I heard the judge come back, and then I listened through the window. You don't need to worry no more about Injun Joe. Come on, I'll tell you about it while we loaded the cage. Right here's where Becky and me sat in the dark for a million days, I reckon. Over there yonder's where I saw Injun Joe creeping out of his hideout. It scared me to death, I tell you.
And the money was there?
That old rotten chest, just as big as life. Here's his hideout. He was standing right there when I spied him.
And there's the chest. Look at Hockey. Look at all this coin.
Oh, Tom, we're rich. Real rich, Tom.
Oh, looky here, Huck. Don't it kind of make you want to turn robber, though?
And give up pirating, Tom? You think we ought to?
Oh, robbing's much more high tone than being a pirate. Why, in most countries, robbers are always awful high up in the nobility. Dukes and such.
That sounds bully, Tom.
We'll call it Tom Sawyer's Robber Gang. Oh, don't that sound fine?
Yeah.
And we can have secret initiations for the fellas.
Initiations?
Well, that's where we swear to stand by one another and never tell the gang secrets, even if you're chopped all to flinders, and to kill anybody that hurts one of the gang.
Oh, that's gay. That's mighty gay, Tom.
Well, I bet it is. And that swearing's got to be done at midnight in the lonesomest, awfulest place you can find. And you got to swear on a coffin and sign it with blood.
Now, that's something like. Why, Tom, we're liable to have some real honest-to-goodness adventures with a gang like that.
Tom Sawyer by Samuel Clemens is one of the best of America's novels, brought to you each week by the NBC University of the Air. Next week, American Novels will present a seafaring tale of revolutionary days, The Pilot, by James Fenimore Cooper. Don't forget that this and countless other fine books are to be had in your local public library. Many American novels in the 1947 summer series are included in the useful handbook of the world's great novels, which you may obtain by sending 25 cents to World's Great Novels, Post Office Box 30, Station J, New York 27, New York. At Post Office Box 30, Station J, New York 27. Tom Sawyer was adapted for radio by Ned Landon. The music was composed by Emil Soderstrom, and the orchestra was directed by Bernard Berkowitz. The entire production was under the direction of Homer Heck. Tom Sawyer is played by David Whitehouse, Becky Thatcher by Florine Sears, Huck Finn by Leonard Smith, Aunt Polly by Viola Berwick, Injun Joe by Bill Rath, Mrs. Thatcher by Fern Persons, and Judge Thatcher by Jess Pugh. Others were Elmira Ressler and George Caesar. This is Hugh Downs. This program came to you from Chicago and has been a presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.